Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave. Welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, celebrating 25 years since 1992. 25 years of customer care, quality nutritional supplements, and everyday low price. At The Healthy Habit, we help you as you help yourself with your health, one step at a time. Our topic today is Candida, also known as yeast infection. And our guest today is Dr. Sarah Selick. Dr. Sarah has a bachelor's degree in health science from the University of Western Ontario and a doctor of naturopathic medicine degree from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. She's a regular contributor to various online and print publications and is a regular guest on both radio and TV, including CBC. Good morning, Dr. Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Welcome to Chatham-Kent and Insights for Health.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Candida and yeast infection, Doctor, what is Candida exactly?
Candida is a benign sugar fermenting yeast, and all of us have some amount of Candida in our body. So it's actually a normal inhabitant in the human body. However, Candida is what's called an opportunistic pathogen, and this means that it usually leaves us alone, but at times it can turn against us and it can overgrow. And when this happens, this is when we see signs and symptoms.
So, yeah, okay. So it is normal to have a certain amount of Candida or yeast in the digestive system.
A normal amount is a small amount, yes. So it's actually the ideal ratio is 1 yeast to 1 million bacteria. And if we can maintain this ratio, we're likely to feel our best, to not have any symptoms. It only really poses a problem when it multiplies out of control.
So who can suffer from Candida?
Well, the first point that I'd like to make that sometimes surprises people is that it does affect both males and females.
Okay.
So I think commonly we associate yeast infections with females, but it can affect males as well. And also, Candida can cause a range of symptoms besides yeast infections. So we can talk a little bit about those symptoms later, but really both men and women are affected. It can create symptoms in the digestive tract. It can create skin conditions, headaches, fatigue. So it really can affect anybody, any age, and both men and women.
So children as well?
Children as well. When we think about even diaper rash, that is also caused by Candida yeast. So we do see it in children as well. But definitely most of the patients I see at clinic are adults who suffer from the condition.
I guess children would have thrush, eh? Would that be a yeast issue?
That is definitely a yeast issue as well, commonly seen in children.
Yeah. So if digestive yeast is in the intestines, then how does it appear elsewhere?
Great question. So Candida can actually change from a yeast form into a fungal form. And when it does this, it can create a number of health problems. And there's two ways that it actually does this. So for one, Candida grows these long roots, which are called rhizoids. And these can puncture the intestine. So they can actually puncture the walls of the intestine. And this can lead to a condition called leaky gut syndrome. The second way that it really does pose a big problem is that when it does change from a yeast to a fungus, it also creates waste products, and the waste is known as mycotoxins, and this can actually be quite poisonous. So when mycotoxins become abundant in the body, we see more serious conditions, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and a range of skin disorders, just to name a few.
Okay, so the yeast has transformed itself from the yeast to a fungus. These roots are puncturing the intestines, and then we're getting this leaky gut. Now, what is leaky gut? We hear a lot of people talk about, I have leaky gut. What is that exactly?
It's definitely something that there's more awareness today than ever before. So
yeah.
People are talking about it, but I'm not sure how many really understand what's happening. So let's talk about that a little bit. So with leaky gut, we have these tight junctions in the small intestine, and they really create this barrier between the gut and the bloodstream. So we want nutrients to find their way into the bloodstream, but we don't want toxins, we don't want candida, we don't want undigested food particles or proteins passing into the bloodstream. So this barrier is very, very essential, and we want to make sure that it's intact. What candida does is it really compromises this intestinal barrier's integrity, and when this happens, we have leaking, which allows the toxins, that allows the candida and the undigested food particles to go into the bloodstream. When this happens, we see food sensitivities. So people will say, I react to wheat, I react to sugar, dairy, eggs. And this is really, the body is going, taking a look at the blood and looking at these harmful food particles as foreign invaders and is actually attacking them.
So it's the immune system kicking in at that point.
Immune system, chronic inflammation, absolutely.
So these, so the normal transfer then of nutrients, those particles or elements are going to be very small going through the intestine. So it's designed for those really small things to go through, and that's normal. So these punctures are then, I'm presuming they're going to have to be larger than the normal process of the transfer.
Exactly, and we don't want any holes, we don't want any leaking. We only want the nutrients, the vitamins getting through into the bloodstream. So as a result of our Canadian lifestyle, we're working too hard, we're, you know, eating nutrient deficient foods, high levels of stress, we're really seeing an issue with leaky gut, more so today than ever before.
So these toxins and poisons, undigested food, I think you might have mentioned that. So that's getting through into the bloodstream. So how's that affecting then? I mean, you mentioned the different symptoms that we occur long term, but then what's it actually doing to our cells and our tissues and our organs?
Well, when the body looks at these undigested food particles, the candida, the toxins, when it looks at these, it's looking at them as foreign invaders. And this actually puts quite a bit of a burden on our organs, particularly the liver and our detoxification system. So if we start overwhelming our liver with a bunch of toxins, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to start causing issues in our detoxification pathways. It's going to start to slow these pathways down, which is going to lead to a buildup of toxins and people feeling unwell. It's also going to create quite a bit of systemic inflammation, and we know that with inflammation, we increase risk of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity, on top of many, many other conditions that we know are linked to inflammation.
So you mentioned a few minutes ago, too, there's quite a list of mild and then chronic conditions. Maybe can you go through that list one more time?
So mild conditions, I mean, I've seen patients over the years. I've been in practice for 10 years. So people will sometimes come in, mild conditions they're complaining about. I'm tired all the time. I have a hard time getting up in the morning. I get headaches. I have gas. I have bloating. So these are really just subtle signs the body is trying to communicate that something is going on. If candida is around for a very long time, it becomes chronic, and we see more serious health conditions or symptoms. So people will then say, you know, I've been having headaches, and they're happening quite frequently. They're very intense or severe. Fatigue has now reached a point where people can barely function. Depression, mood is affected. Digestive disorders can also become more serious, such as gas, bloating. Now also we have maybe diarrhea, loose stools, constipation. We see a lot of respiratory conditions, so where there's a lot of mucus, skin problems, acne, of course, vaginal yeast infections, urinary tract infections. Honestly, I don't know if we have enough time to go through everything. But there's really so many different conditions that we see with candida.
And I guess, too, if, if a person's suffering from a headache, so in the mild situation, you're going to have a headache. And chronically, those headaches, like you said, are going to become more severe, maybe migraines. The depression, everybody has a down day. But if it's continuous and ongoing, some of these things I guess I wouldn't relate to a candida infection or an overgrowth, you know?
Many people don't, which is why I encourage people to do what's called the Candida questionnaire. So there's
Right.
a quiz. I believe it's available at your store, so I would
Yes.
encourage everybody to go on in, ask for it. It's free.
Yeah.
Fill it out. Fill it out. You'll get a lot of information, and you can, link and see, is Candida potentially causing a problem for you? It's a very thorough questionnaire, and I've used it in practice for over a decade. So I really encourage everybody to fill it out.
So it's going to affect everybody differently. With that list of mild and chronic conditions, it sounds like not everybody's going to get all of those. It's going to affect everybody just a little bit differently.
That's correct. So some people may have one or two symptoms. Some people may have five. Even with weight loss, some people who have tried to lose weight for many years, they've tried many different diets. Perhaps they've tried different exercise programs. They've been unsuccessful. Oftentimes, it's candida that's blocking their weight from coming off. So in those cases, we look to address candida and help people achieve their weight loss goals. So it varies for everybody. It could be mild, it could be chronic, but we really do want to make sure that we're identifying candida if it is the root cause of their health concerns, because until we address it, it's going to be very difficult to achieve optimal health.
Is Candida contagious?
It is actually, that's a great point that you make, especially between partners. So if I'm treating one individual in practice for candida, I ask them to bring their partner in, particularly if they have an intimate relationship, because you can pass it from between partners. So always when we're treating candida, we want to treat both partners to make sure that they're not passing it back and forth to one another.
Yeah. So yeast becomes fungal. A small amount is normal. What causes it to go sideways? What creates this fungal situation where it becomes harmful?
A number of different factors will play a role in candida, gaining the upper hand and overgrowing. For one, diet. So a diet that's high in sugar, carbohydrates, alcohol, and yeast-promoting foods. A lot of people don't know, but even a diet that is high in beneficial bacteria, like beneficial fermented foods, like kombucha and sauerkraut and pickles, I love these foods. I always recommend these foods to my patients, and I think they're fantastic. But we have to recognize that they're also possibly, if a person is prone to candida, if they already have a candida issue, that these can also cause an overgrowth. So we really want to be mindful of the diet, but also certain medications, certain drugs, acid-blocking medications, antibiotics, the birth control pill. A lot of people are surprised to hear about that one. But these medications can also disrupt the gut flora, disrupt the balance of good to bad bacteria. And the fewer good bacteria we have, the more likely candida is to take over. And also, I will mention that stress plays a big role. So in many cases, people who have a lot of stress or who have a hard time coping and managing stress, they're also more likely to develop candida overgrowth.
Yeah, we encourage anyone who comes into the store that if they're on an antibiotic, to in conjunction with that is to take a probiotic, because antibiotics can't distinguish good or bad bacteria, can they?
They can't. So it's great that you're making that recommendation. We want to get that message out there as much as possible.
Doctor, we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation on Candida and yeast infection.